85, Rashi, Misha Korav Ha'oimer, Boi Bayoim, on that day, Yoitzim, they go out. Umoitz im Shukei Yerushalayim, and they find the markets of Yerushalayim, Meleim Kemach V'Koli, full of flour and roasted grain. Min HaChodosh, from the new crops. Limker, to sell. V'Koidim Yomtev, and before Yomtev, Niktev, it was picked. V'Nitchan, and it was ground. V'Nisyavish HaKli B'Tanur, and the roasted grain was dried in the oven. Shaloi b'ritzoin chachomim. We said that it was without the will of the chachomim. In other words, they were not happy about it. De'ik alamigza, that we should make a decree, or there is a reason to make a decree against it. Dilma, maybe, kima aski bay, when they are involved in it. Osi lamechal minei, they will come to eat from it. Rabbi Yehuda oimer chulum itoch shaloi hitartaloi. So this was the answer of Rabbah, why Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about Chodosh. Ketzira kedera kol hashana. They didn't allow harvesting like a whole year. Ela b'yodayim. But they had to do it with hands. Koitfin ha-melilis min ha-karka. They would pick the stalks from the ground. The ha-osu likta lifnei ha-oimer, because it is forbidden to harvest before the oimer. The chsiv, as it is written, oimer reishis ketzira chem alakoyim. The oimer, the beginning of the harvest, has to go to the kohen, shehutchila l'ktzira, that is the beginning of all the harvesting. So because of that rule, they had to pick it by hand, and therefore, zachirhu, he will remember, as isur ha-chadosh, the isur of eating the chadosh, al yidei shinui ha-maisa, through the change in the action, v'lo yasi l'meichal, and he will not come to eat it. Tchina v'harkada, we said about the grinding and the sifting, Shaharei kemach tanina, because we learned in that Mishnah about flour. The haya b'yodayim or b'yodam, that they already had it available. Ukeshe tachnuhu v'hirkiduhu, and when they ground it, when they sifted it, eze shinui ayosham, what change was there? The loyleisi lemeis of lepume, that he will not come to put it in his mouth, ahishaita at that time. And so we answered Chinah regarding the grinding. They would not grind it with water mill, but with a hand powered mill, which is a change as a reminder. And we said about sifting al gabe nofa, they did it on the back. Letzad tachten shel nofa means on the bottom side. Hoifach hanofa al panel, they would turn the sieve on its face. In other words, turn it upside down. So then we asked Elahad at the time, but this we learned in a Mishnah. B'menachas in Maseches Menachas. Koitz in Beis Hashlochin, that we harvest an irrigated field. Kederechoyl, in the regular way. Koitim la'imer, even before the carbon oimer. Vishel Beiso Amokim, Rashi explains, Tvua, grain, Hagadilla, which grows Beino Amokim, amongst the valleys. The time of Mefarish Hossam, and the reason is explained over there. Why are you allowed to harvest these fields, even the regular way before the Oimer? Kosov Echad Oimer, one Pasuk writes, or says, Uktar Temes Ktsira, you shall harvest the harvest, the Havesim, and then you will bring. Alma, so we see, mutalikzer kaidim la oimer, it's permitted to harvest before the oimer. The cause of echadim, and another pasuk says, oimer at reishis katsirchem, that the oimer is the beginning of the harvest. Demashma, that implies, shehu kaidim lachol katsir, that is before all the harvesting. Hoketsan, but how is this? How do these two psuki make sense if they seem to contradict? So the Gemara answers, Mimakim shato mevi oimer, from a place where you can bring the carbon oimer, I ato koitzer koidimlo, you're not allowed to harvest before it. Or mimakim she I ato mevi oimer, and from a place where you cannot bring a carbon oimer, ato koitzer, you are allowed to harvest. Or tnan beperek kolar karbonos, and we learned in the Mishnah, in the perek called kolar karbonos, Ein mevin soilus lemincha, you're not allowed to bring flour for a carbon mincha, loimi beis hazvalim, not from a field that's fertilized, veloimi beis hashlochim, and not from an irrigated field, veloimi beis hamokim, and not from a field amongst the valleys, mipnei shetvor shalahen, because their grain, ein amin amuvchar, is not from the best quality. And for the Amish, do we always give the best? So we asked, Ma'ikel Meimar, so what are you going to say about those fields? Haleka hasam shinuya, that there isn't over there any change. The Ha'kaitzin katani, because we learned that they harvested. Ubamagel, which means they use the sickle, a regular keli. Veloy gazrinon, and we don't make a decree. Dilma asil meichel, maybe they'll come to eat it. And they established that Mishnah that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Maseches Menaches Beperek Rabbi Yishmael, and Maseches Menaches in a Perek called Rabbi Yishmael Midakatani Seifa. Since we learned in the end of the Mishnah, and Shei Yerichai Koitzin Lifnei Oimer, that the people of Yerichai would harvest before the Oimer, Veloy Michu Biyadam Chachomim, and the Chachomim did not protest against it. Va'amrinon, and we say, Man Shmas Lehu, did you hear or learn about him? The Amar that he says, Michu, V'loi Michu, that in certain cases they did protest, and certain cases they did not protest. Rabbi Yehuda, that is Rabbi Yehuda. So we see this Mishnah, which allows people to even harvest the regular way in certain fields before the Oimer, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So we answered, Sabaye answered, Chadash Mivdal B'Diliminei. Chadash is removed from it. Shahareifa, behold, lo yhurgalu lo oichle kol hashana. They're not accustomed to eat it a whole year. Ve'in lemudim lifshet yad, and they're not accustomed to stretch out the hand, lo hishit lefiem, to put it into their mouths. Avo chametz, but by chametz, lemudim heim mekach. They are accustomed to this kol hashana, a whole year, because it's permitted an entire year.